If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're about to empower you. That's what we like to do here. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We had a great show. We are going to be talking about some fast-track nutrition. Yep, some fast-track nutrients are on the agenda. Also, we're going to fit in that dry eye problem I promised last time. And if we get time, we may be able to talk about some early signs of liver disease that your skin will let you know that you have. And we'll see if we can talk about that and maybe some fatigue busters. You want more energy, so we got lots to do here on Herb Talk. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer every day, and I hope you will too. I also lift up, you know, for righteous leadership in this land, because we're supposed to seek the Lord's face and ask for justice and truth. We're actually supposed to plead for that, Isaiah 59 says. And, you know, and the righteous will flourish like palm trees. Let's all flourish, y'all. Let's just get, you know, some righteousness back in the U.S. of A. And so if we, enough of us pray this in, you know, God's will, but, you know, it's our job to ask. So I hope you'll seek his face and mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, the quack report, what do we got here? Apparently some new research that, groundbreaking, supposedly, research, new paper that was in the Journal of Current Opinion and Biotechnology says that, you know what, those bacterias in your digestive tract, they have a different role they didn't know about. They are, a lot of it's lactic acid bacteria, and it helps fortify the gut with nutrition, and specifically helps your gut make vitamin C, apparently, according to the paper. You know, bacteria as a vitamin? Seriously. So gut microbacteria is now the big deal, and it's supposedly helping our body manufacture some straight-up vitamin C. So there you go. Eat some oranges anyway, because you're going to need some definite vitamin C. Vitamin C is just, eat too much of it, oh, you just get a little diarrhea, but, you know. Moving along in the quack report. You know, gut flora, who knew, right? Yeah. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see, there's a study, oh boy, a study that says cholesterol drugs cause memory loss. We've heard this, but then, of course, mainstream media tends to debunk it. There's a study that was published in the Journal of JAMA, Internal Medicine. That's the Archives of Internal Medicine. They revealed that if you take those statin drugs for high cholesterol, it can increase your ability to have memory loss. So you may have memory loss from taking these drugs. And we've heard this before. We've had some chemists on the show that understand how these drugs work in the body, and this is true. So, but the mainstream media says, no. It has nothing to do with memory loss. But the paper called Statin Therapy and Risk of Acute Memory Impairment was comparing health outcomes for like 500,000 statin users, and they were comparing them to non-users of statin drugs, same number. So like here's 1,000,000 people in this study. And they looked also at health outcomes of users that weren't on statin lipid-lowering drugs, and they compared it to those groups that had some effects from the statin drugs, you know, the memory loss. So these researchers, they did this study at Rutgers University and also at the University of Pennsylvania. And the memory loss rates were, they thought, equal among patients taking statins and patients taking those LLD drugs as well. So you've got cholesterol drugs here that they have classified as leading to memory loss. So both those statin drugs and the non-statin LLD drugs for cholesterol seem to do the same thing, memory loss. And science is finding out that, you know, you need cholesterol in the body. It's in every cell. It's in your brain. It's in your heart. And you just can't. You know, just do the let's get rid of cholesterol thing. Best way to deal with that is, you know, diet and exercise, maybe some herbs. But I personally can't get me to take a statin drug. Definitely not happening. So do your homework on the drugs. Do them. Statins are kind of also linked, they say, according to the research, to diabetes, cardiovascular disease, CoQ10 depletion, cancer, and who more. Yeah, so do your homework on any drug you're told you should take. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Alrighty, fixing my headset here. I'm all getting all adjusted. We're going to talk about some fast-track nutrients. You know, because you know, time is precious, right? It's a commodity. You know, you lose time, you can't get it back. And, you know, these days, a lot of families struggle with all their schedules and all their activities to find time to really make some nutritious meals. So many ads out there for supplements talk about super nutrition in their products, but their ingredient list can reveal some isolated chemical nutrients, and consumers aren't really sure if these chemicals are synthetic or not. So there's also lots of hype with the marketing term nutraceutical, which, you know, is a term used to describe synthetic herb ingredients. Now, some of the popular organic grocery stores are even stocking nutraceuticals right alongside standard supplements. So as more and more supplement companies either go out of business or are bought out by pharmaceutical companies, consumers are finding their whole food supplement choices dwindling. Now, there are some basic ingredients consumers can keep in mind when, you know, that can offer some, well, more nutrition than they think in the supplement area and can actually sustain a metabolism. So we're going to take a look at it. Check it out. So we want to keep it green. So when I was a budding herbalist in herb school, I was introduced to three grasses that are usually pretty plentiful, and they're really packed with nutrition. So these are foods, and they provide this, quote, super nutrition consumers are really looking for in a supplement. So the three grasses kind of sound like something Farmer Joe would feed to his animals. However, unlike prairie or lawn grass, these grasses are safe for human consumption. So the three grasses are alfalfa, barley, and wheatgrass. And these are naturally gluten-free. They contain no wheat berry at all. So the grasses like these are not to be grain products at all, but are packed with vital nutrients our bodies are starving for. So the chemical analysis of the grasses have similar profiles to many of the dark green vegetables that are missing from most American diets. So why are more people, I don't know why they don't take advantage of this super nutrition in these grasses, but prefer to pop artificially colored gummy vitamins full of fillers and sugar? Well, beyond me. But the American Dairy Association was founded in 1906, and it was discovered in the 1930s that when cows did not get fresh grass, and in particular fresh young grass to eat, the chemical nutrition of the milk declined. So it was at this discovery that scientists started, you know, researching the nutritional benefits in grass. So they were just saying, hey, what's up with grass? Not the kind you smoke. No. Wheatgrass. All right. I want to talk about the father of wheatgrass, because in the 1930s, there was an agricultural chemist, Charles Schnabel, and he started documenting the nutritional benefits of wheatgrass, and he was later called the father of wheatgrass. Now, Schnabel stressed the importance of whole food wheatgrass in its early stage, and the chlorophyll is really four times greater. So Schnabel experimented using wheatgrass to feed chickens in the winter, and guess what? It tripled the egg production. Just so cool. So he wrote that wheatgrass benefits nearly it benefits nearly all kinds of livestock, he said. So he wrote that cows produce richer milk and more milk, so there's really no need to give cows growth hormones to beef up milk production. Now, animals that were fed wheatgrass had lower infant mortality, he reported, healthier fur, feathers, and coats. And Schnabel also worked for a time as a feed mill chemist. So in the 1930s, he developed his own wheatgrass supplement, and it was a powder. He made it into tablets, and his family used it. And they didn't have any serious illnesses in the family or even any tooth decay. So it was essentially the first multivitamin, but the regimen of taking the recommended 20 tablets a day was kind of a challenge for some people. So by the 1950s, marketing convinced people, hey, forget the 20 tablets. Switch to the one-a-day synthetic vitamin, and it's better than the whole food stuff. So the one-a-day vitamin was hailed as a, quote, miracle of modern medicine. So an attempt, though, to combine wheatgrass with synthetic vitamin chemicals in order to compete with synthetic vitamins really didn't succeed. So today, dried wheatgrass is added to most animal feeds. Well, it supports life. That's why. Our Creator made grass with life-sustaining as a life-sustaining resource. So scientists discovered that the vitamins, the amino acids, the minerals, the protein, and enzymes are needed to support life, and they're in the grasses. And science really hasn't found another food source that is this complete. So this is a very basic yet powerful survival food. So let's compare some of the benefits in grass to some common nutrients or foods. Let's take barley grass first. It contains natural vitamin B12. So 80 milligrams of this barley grass per half ounce, you're going to have 80 milligrams per half ounce. You're going to have that much vitamin B12 in it. And also vitamin C, it has vitamin C, seven times more than oranges. It has iron, and five times more iron than spinach, and calcium, 11 times more than what you would find in cow's milk. Wheatgrass, well, it helps to regulate the digestion from the stomach all the way to the large intestine. So this helps with constipation. It cleanses the liver and the blood a little bit. And the chlorophyll in the wheatgrass helps the stomach replace its lining every 3 days to protect you from digestive acids. That's very cool. Now, alfalfa grass is mineral-rich, and it's also antifungal. So it contains 8 essential amino acids for the metabolism, and it's also helpful for the liver, and it promotes the proper pH in the system. Isn't that great? So a lot of people say, well, is all wheatgrass the same? If you're looking at the grasses, most people look at wheatgrass. Well, according to chemist Charles Schnabel, he says not all wheatgrass is the same. Mm-mm. He says the growing and the harvesting of the grass will affect the nutrient in it. So rich soil, unpolluted with fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, are going to produce a more mineral-rich grass. And he says harvesting the grass early as a young grass will also have it contain more nutrition. So, and, you know, what about those wheatgrass shots people take? You know, because the West Coast made that popular, you know, juicing some wheatgrass and then taking wheatgrass juice shots. Well, so is fresh juice better than the powdered wheatgrass? You know, is it better? Well, they're both going to provide extra nutrition from the young grass. But if the dried form, if you're looking at the dry or dehydrated grass form, you want to use care that it's not, and when they powder it, that they don't burn the grass during the powdering phase. So powdered wheatgrass should look like vibrant green grass and not brown or some sort of burnt orange color. Really important. And if you're wondering how cows became so big, strong, and beefy eating grass, well, that's the nutrition in the grass must be significant then. So when people say that they need milk for strong bones, you know, I point to the cow's vegetarian diet. So without healthy grasses, none of us would be saying, where's the beef? Right? Absolutely. So I like to look at the grasses as kind of a survival food as well as a, vitamin source, you know. If food gets scarce, the human body actually can be sustained on these grasses, right? Powdered forms of the grass, if you store them properly, will offer a 5-year shelf life or longer. So if you add the powder to liquids, water, juice, the nutrition becomes water soluble, and it's really easy and quickly absorbed by the body. So if you're looking for grasses in a supplement form, then I'm going to refer you over to Apothecary Herbs. They have this product called Body Foundation Food Mix. And all the grasses are included along with some other organic whole food ingredients for more minerals, vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, and protein. So this is all organic plants. And this product also helps you to control hunger pains, okay? So food scarce, that would be a plus, right? So this is an excellent food source should there be food shortages, and, you know, the shelf life is going to be at least 5 years. So you can give them a call and ask about Body Foundation Food Mix, and the number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-9. 1-800-273-0277, or you can go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well, and they still have their Father's Day special. That's good till Monday. So it's good through Monday, so you have this weekend and Monday to take advantage of their 20% off, so you'll save 20% off on any order of $50 or more through Monday with the code DAD15. So you can use that in the shopping cart, over the phone, on your order form if you're mailing something in. So you got choices, right? Don't you love them? Absolutely. So, yeah, Father's Day. We've got to keep everybody, including Dad, healthy out there. You know, Dad would love the body food mix. You know, stamina, feed those muscles, go golfing, hit the ball further. All right. We got a few minutes before the break, so we're going to start our dry eye topic, you know, because I got calls about that lately, the cervical cancer lately. What else did I get? Liver problems lately. So we're kind of trying to get them in this week if we can. So in the past, I've been asked by listeners to the show to talk about dry eye, and there seems to be an increase in this problem. So in the United States, we have over 20 million people that say they have dry eye. 40% have the condition on a regular basis. So what is causing people to have dry eye? Well, the condition is known as keratoconjunctivitis cissa, and it's Latin for dry and inflamed eyes. So the condition can involve the cornea and the conjunctiva, or the tear film lining of your eye, or your eyelid, which also covers that white part of your eye. Now, according to Mahoney's Ho Dry Eye Questionnaire, they found that the 40 and over age group, especially females, you know, menopausal women, had the increased prevalence of dry eye. So we're going to take a look at what's causing dry eye and what we could possibly do about it. Well, here's some of the symptoms. Other than your eye feeling really dry, they feel heavy and very tired. So, you know, by the time dinner rolls around, all you could do is close your eyes and maybe go to sleep. So people with dry eye also report maybe a sandy, scratchy, or greasy feeling in their eye, and their eyes may itch a little bit or sting. They may have stinging sensations or a little pain or redness. Some people report a pulling sensation inside their eye, and they have also sensitivity to light and eye pressure. So oddly enough, the dry eye problem can be irritating enough to cause the eyes to water, but it's the wrong kind of tear, apparently. These are what they call reflex response tears. They don't have the lubricating qualities necessary to prevent dry eye. So people also may experience floaters more prevalently. They'd be more pronounced. And they could even produce a blurred vision. Now, symptoms become worse with wind and can improve with humidity, like on rainy days or while you're in the shower. So approximately 76% of those that have dry eye say the condition becomes more severe over time. So most likely it's because they're just adding wetting drops, eye drops, and they're not really addressing the cause. Let's look at the causes. Dry eye has a lot of causes. It could be you're not blinking enough when you're working on a computer, or you're straining your eyes too much. You may be dehydrated with excessive use of alcohol or caffeine, and these things affect the amount of water that you can bring to your eye. So wearing contact lenses can also cause a dry eye condition. Hormonal changes can also contribute, which would explain the hormonal menopausal women thing. So we got a lot of things that can contribute to dry eye. So those living in higher altitudes also seem to experience dry eye. So then others say it's vitamin A deficiency that can contribute. Or maybe a thyroid imbalance and certain medications like Antihistamines or antidepressants, diuretics, oral contraceptives, and hormone replacement drugs can also be contributing. So some medical conditions, they say, can also be linked, like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, rosacea, also known as adult acne, sarcoidosis, which means inflamed cells, Sjögren's syndrome, which is another inflammatory disease. So we have inflamed tissue, apparently. And also glaucoma. And patients using medicated eye drops can also experience dry eye. And also be aware, if you've been given a prescription topical cream from, let's say, a rash or something around the eye, you want to check out that cream, because there's a lot of those creams can put you at a higher risk of glaucoma, which could also be linked to dry eye. Now, needless to say, doctors, you know, think that dry eye mostly stems from a little inflammation. It's also noted that dry eye becomes worse after having LASIK eye surgery. So, of course, eye injury, bulging eyes, droopy eyelids also could be contributing. So we got lots of causes here. So maybe, you know, if you've been listening, something fits for you. You can investigate that. So here's some of the risks. You don't want to ignore dry eye conditions. For a majority of folks, it is a mild irritation with no long-term complication. However, if the problem persists and becomes severe, it can cause infection, eye damage, impair your vision, and in rare cases, it can also leave you with vision loss. Well, let's look at treatments. Eye physicians will suggest an over-the-counter eye drops, and some are, you can look at them, read the labels. Some have preservatives, some don't. Now, for chronic dry eye, the new drug of choice is Restasis, which attempts to reduce inflammation. So you want to do your homework on this drug, because patients with eye infections or herpes infections of the eye are prohibited from using this medication. Well, what can you do? Well, there are certain things you'll want to do and some things you'll want to avoid. Let's talk about the avoid first. You want to avoid dry and drafty environments, avoid smoke-filled rooms, fireplaces that smoke, dust, and avoid rubbing the eye. Avoid cortisone-type products and prescription ointments for skin conditions around the eye, like I said, because they can increase your risk of glaucoma and dry eye. Some sundry items, cosmetics like makeups, can produce dry eyes or make them worse. You know, so you may have an allergy to what's in the cosmetics. Avoid alcohol and caffeine, which tends to dehydrate the system, especially the eyes more. Avoid ceiling fans, prolonged exposure to air conditioning or heat vents, just blowing that air and making your eyes feel even drier. Here's some things you can do to protect yourself. You want to protect your eyes from the sun's rays, so wear sunglasses outside. Lower your computer screen where your gaze is directed downward to minimize any discomfort. Hydrate your system with more water, and if you're using eye drops to hydrate the eyes, get the drops without the chemical preservatives and one of the higher concentrations of glycerin and propylene glycol rather than, the 0.6% rather than the 0.2%. So colloidal silver drops is also an idea. A lot of people use that for infection and can help, pump in more omega fatty acids also into the diet to help your eyes out. Remember, blink more. Maybe some warm compresses will ease, the symptoms of dry eye a few times daily to stimulate those glands in your eyes to make more eye lubricant to hydrate the three levels of tear film that you have. So those are some things you can do. And I know we're going to take a break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about eye nutrients that you could use to help your eyes out. And there's even some eye exercises. So when we come back, we'll have more. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about dry eye right before the break, and let's talk about some nutrition to help our eyes out. We talked about some things we can do, but let's look at the nutrition part. Now, some eye experts feel that removing the gluten from the diet will help us, you know, as well as getting more vitamin A-rich foods, okay? So the gluten can be a problem for some people, but get that vitamin A. So if you're using a supplement, try to get the whole food types of supplements and leave those isolated nutrient synthetic stuff on the shelf. So eat more foods with your omega fatty acids as well as, you know, things like olive, coconut oil, sardines, salmon. these will all help reduce inflammation in the eye. Now, if you tend not to drink enough water to hydrate your system, you might want to try coconut water. Some people need a little flavoring to their water. Now, the potassium in your coconut will actually assist your eyes. Now, Celtic sea salt is great as well. It has essential minerals the eyes will need. Herbs will also reduce general inflammation, so you can use things like bayberry bark, willow bark, meadow sweet. Herbs also assist the glands of the eyes to produce more of those lubricant eye tears, and I like golden seal and mullein for that. So if you have an infection in the eye, you can even add a little echinacea and eye brighten to your golden seal. So for more inflammation, well, that eye bright herb also can be as helpful as the willow bark and meadow sweet for reducing inflammation. Now, let's say you have a thyroid issue, and that's a concern. Some people will take black walnut because of the natural iodine in there to feed the thyroid gland, and that can help. If menopause is the issue and you're still going through that change of life, try some of the female herbs, but the trick is to use six of them together. So if you're looking for that, they have a formula called Female Maturity Formula at the powerherbs.com website. You can check that out. They also have the black walnut if you have that thyroid issue going on. They have a product called Eyewash for rinsing and detoxing the eye, which helps with that dry eye. So if you've got a lot of options there, and, of course, that wonderful Body Foundation food mix if you need more nutrition to go with your diet. This is all a great place to start. Male hormone formula for the guys is up there. Celtic sea salt's there. A lot of things that you can check out and improve eye health. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. All right. All right, we're going to talk about what signals your skin can give you, letting you know your liver has a problem. Liver is real important. You don't want to ever, go without a liver. Actually, you can't. So liver, got to protect that organ. It does a lot of jobs. Okay, now our largest organ of the body is the skin, and it alerts us when we have serious problems. Your medical doctor can confirm a lot of these problems, too, when the skin is erupting or changing its color. So I'm not talking about minor skin problems that may indicate, maybe a food allergy or an environmental allergy. But our skin can be an indicator to let us know we have one of the major organs of the body is not feeling well. It's beginning possibly to fail. It needs immediate attention. Now, statistically, more women than men are affected by liver disease. So women exhibit more severe symptoms than the men do. So you don't want to ignore the signals that your body's giving you. They could be subtle, but you don't want to take the risk of someday ending up suddenly in intensive care. Well, let's talk about the skin and your liver connection. When we think of the liver, well, when I think of it, I think of it having a direct link to the skin. So when the liver is not functioning, one of the first indicators, your skin will be dry, okay? So no matter how much lotion or coconut oil or palm oil or anything that you put on the skin, it's not going to hydrate. So the reason is there's this blockage possibly of the proper fluids circulating to bring oxygen, blood, and nutrition and fluids to your skin. So the next symptom is the skin will develop, if the liver is not feeling well, is it'll begin to itch. You'll have itchy skin. So the skin of this nature, when you scratch it, it could rupture, okay? So the rupture will skip the bruising stage altogether and go straight to a wound. And a sick liver can also give the skin and your eyes that yellow jaundice appearance. So this should get your attention. Hello, I'm not feeling well, says the liver. So it could be a serious problem. Now, another possible sign on the skin surface is the appearance of these spidery blood vessels on the chest or your shoulders or neck. This is a definite sign that there's liver damage happening, and it's very obvious, and it should be alarming, okay? So skin that easily bruises is also a sign that maybe your liver is in distress. Well, let's look at some of the types of the liver disease. Many things can go wrong with the liver, and there are several diseases modern medicine assigns to symptoms such as cirrhosis, cancer, hepatitis A, B, or C. Elevated iron can congest the liver. Wilson's disease, it's a genetic disorder causing copper accumulation, and also the fatty liver issue. Well, here are some symptoms that can really prompt you to action. Some additional symptoms which can indicate liver problems are a loss of appetite, nosebleeds, nausea, change in your nails, the shape and color of them, fatigue, skin discoloration, excessive thirst and frequent urination, severe abdominal pain, dark-colored urine, pale-colored or tar-colored stool, abdominal swelling, frequent headaches, dizziness, spasms, and behavioral changes like depression and irritability. So anyone that lands in the hospital, and hears for the first time that they have liver disease, they had to ignore a mountain of symptoms. Ignoring these symptoms is really going to put you at risk, and your liver is going to deteriorate at a faster rate. Well, let's look at some major causes. Alcohol is one of the major ones. One of the major causes for liver failure is alcohol consumption. Too much alcohol will inflame the liver, which then can process a fatty liver condition. The final stage is the scarring of the liver tissue itself, known as cirrhosis, and the symptoms of a diseased liver from alcohol are going to be dark urine, mental confusion, light-colored bowel movements, GI tract bleeding, and edema, fluid retention. Now, recovery is going to require removal of all alcoholic beverages from the lifestyle. End of story. No more. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at some toxins that can cause liver failure. If you got too many toxins, the liver can't keep up, can't neutralize them fast enough. This will cause skin rashes, and toxic matter will build up, and the body attempts to remove the toxins through the skin. Okay, can't get rid of them fast enough, so the exit route is skin. So toxins can be in the form of sugar and fat from unhealthy lifestyles. And the first area of the body that's going to develop a rash is the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. So if you tend to get hives, they also can be a result, along with that itchy, rashy skin. Now, the histamine tends to build up and often appears on your eyelids, called chronic urticaria. So middle-aged females are more prone to itchy hives or itchy eyelids, which appear or around swelling on the face. So swelling of the face occurs especially if you get it around the lips and eyelids in about 30% of the patients with liver issues. So hives are triggered when there's an addition of medications like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or pain relievers such as aspirin, foods, or even insect bites. All these present toxins the liver is trying to metabolize and can't keep up. Other triggers are going to be emotional stress, excessive heat, hot showers, baths, exercise, watch that. Of course, alcohol consumption, fever, and hypothyroidism. So the hives can also present in themselves on your upper chest and neck area. There you go. Be careful. Liver can't keep up with the histamines. All right, let's look at dehydration for a minute. The itchy skin associated with liver disease can be correlated with a severe dehydration, and the skin gets really too dry, so the metabolism suffers and can't process the fat properly and can become deposited in clumps under the skin. So the skin can also develop spots, hence the terms liver spots. Remember that? So alcohol isn't the only beverage that can dehydrate. Watch your caffeine, your tea, your coffee, your energy drinks, your soda. All this, is dehydrating. Also, having salt in the system helps assist the body to balance fluids from head to foot. So use your organic whole salt, sun-dried salt, not the processed kind, if you're using salt. Well, let's look at the diet, because If you find yourself with a sick liver, it's time to look at lifestyle. Avoid all cooked foods and eat more raw fruits and vegetables. You can juice your fruits and vegetables as well and supply the body with those live enzymes as building blocks for healing. You should also stay on the diet for a full 3 months or longer and see if the liver will, you know, recover. It may take that long. So if you abandon the diet prematurely, you're going to set your recovery back due to a weak liver. So the liver, a liver cleanse is also recommended. I like to use milk thistle. Milk thistle has silymarin in it, which is an antioxidant that helps the liver regenerate its cells. So it'll replace sick and dying cells with healthy new ones. So liver regeneration, think milk thistle herb. So, you know, your lifestyle is real important. I mean, that's your biggest life insurance plan right there is lifestyle. Okay? It's not, you know, under the Affordable Care Act. It's on your plate in front of you. So you can activate some extra cover through insurance policies, but, you know, hey, you may want to just get a herbal rider to your lifestyle instead. You know, get you some milk thistle with the silymarin in it. You might want to do some organ cleansing. You might want to, use some organic salt instead of the processed garbage out there. So, and that body food mix is excellent for helping the body with the protein and enzymes it needs for energy to repair. So the body is designed to regenerate and repair. So you just got to fortify it a lot of times with the nutrition it needs to do that. Eating at McDonald's, not going to cut it. Mm-mm. Got to get some whole food, organic whole foods, more raw fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And the body's going to let you know. You're going to just feel better. Feel better. All right. So a lot of people are complaining that they're tired. So we're going to talk about how we can resist fatigue. A lot of people say that they're in good health, but they just don't have stamina. They just don't have that resistance. People seem to be exhausted, and they're looking for the next fad product that will bring them up out of their fatigue state, give them endurance. Well, this tells me a majority of folks are really not taking time in their lives to schedule healthy eating and exercise. That's what the body needs, that as a maintenance program to operate well. Now, physical activity, especially for adolescents, will improve strength and endurance. It also improves the health and stability of our bones and our muscles, helps control our weight. So regular exercise of any kind will reduce anxiety and stress and improve cardiovascular health and boost our self-esteem. So we're going to cover some of the easy ways to gain some endurance in our lives, okay? All right, let's look at some of the stats real quick. The U.S. Department of Health, okay, they say that the youth, that's ages 6 to 17, they need regular exercise and should last about an hour each day. But if you look at the public school system, they did a survey in 2011 to inform parents that only 29% of the school children across the United States get 60 minutes of regular exercise a day. So the survey revealed the U.S. public schools are not helping. They're not allowing enough exercise time during the school day for students. So the survey also excluded any volunteer team sport programs, you know, like basketball or football outside of school. Now, the adults are not getting enough regular exercise either. According to the CDC, 60% of us adults are not getting enough physical activity. In addition, they found that, you know, it's interesting that you need to laugh 100 times to equal 10 minutes of exercise. Make sure you tell yourself a joke every day. Now, the human body has 650 muscles, needs regular exercise to keep them fit, to stimulate them. Now, if you want to maintain a healthy weight, you have to exercise 5 days a week for at least 30 minutes each workout. So we have only 47% of the U.S. adults meeting this physical activity guideline of aerobic physical activity. Does it mean it has to be a high impact? Absolutely not. My suggestion, find the workout that fits for you. Okay, not everybody's the same. So a workout that is too aggressive can cause injuries and put you on the sideline. That's not going to be beneficial. So the best exercise is the one that you're going to do and you're going to enjoy doing it. So you want to make it fun. You want to make it fit and work into your routine, your schedule. Personally, I found something that works. I picked it up as like a helpful stretch exercise. It's a classical stretch that I would use after an aerobic exercise, but you can use this also just as your exercise, because classical stretch has a little bit of everything for everybody. So you can check them out. Miranda Esmond White developed this. It's eccentrics. It's body chain muscle, exercising, and it's just very, very balanced. So you might like that. Now, there here's some foods and some herbs that are going to give back to you and help you out, that you can tap into these herbs and promote more energy, endurance, vitality, and strength. There are several of them. Let's go over them. One of them is dandelion. Mostly people are focusing on dandelion's ability to fight cancer cells. However, this plant is also packed full of minerals. So what makes it unique is the dandelion has a very balanced mineral profile that supports your electrolytes, supports the body's balance of your, you know, and even helps you with diuretic issues of fluid retention. So dandelion helps the liver also store more vitamin A, which the liver releases to supply nutrition and energy to your entire system. The other herb that I like is beetroot. The minerals in beetroot are amazing. This food helps your cardiovascular system pump more oxygen-rich blood through the system while keeping your blood vessels flexible so you don't get stiff and get plaque. Now, this provides more nutrition to muscles, can improve exercise performance by about 20%. Athletes will tap into beetroot to improve their performance. So it's the nitrate that's in the beetroot that is thought to be this enhancing element. So nitrates are also found in your green leafy vegetables, fennel seed, leeks, and spinach. So when you think about beetroot, think of it as a trickle-down battery charger for your cells. Also, people that don't want to get blood transfusions can tap into bloodroot to help them out with that. I've actually heard from a listener who tried beetroot, juiced a gallon of it, raw beets, drank it, and then had some blood work done, and the doctor thought the patient had a blood transfusion, comparing it to the last blood work. Isn't that awesome? Well, God's herbs are good. All right, also on the list is astragalus root. Now, astragalus root, well known for its immune-boosting capability, but it's also one of those herbs that it can offer you additional support. Animal studies from 1986 show that this herb provides stamina and endurance. Now, studies from 1983 and 1992 show that astragalus root also strengthens your heart contraction and it assists with fatigue. It's also very helpful if you have ischemic heart disease, heart failure, angina, or liver function, that's ailing if you've been maybe poisoned. So astragalus root. Another herb is ginseng. You've heard about ginseng. There's ginseng in just about everything. Most folks know about ginseng's ability to give the body a lift of energy, but scientists in Sweden studied ginseng extract to see if it does indeed improve the quality of our life. They tested healthy 25-year-olds, and they took some of them took a placebo, some of them took some ginseng, and the results that were reported is the group that took ginseng showed significant increases in alertness, relaxation. They were able to relax. So if you're having trouble relaxing, hello. They also had improvement in appetite and greater mental and physical capability to do work. So people who tap into ginseng say they feel less tired at the end of the day. This is true. I've taken American or Siberian ginseng, and I just feel I have more endurance. I'm not dragging. Okay? There you go. So forget the coffee to get you through the afternoon. Get some ginseng. All right. So I gave you a couple ideas about some fatigue busters out there. So don't let these vital herbs pass you by, or any of these foods that we've mentioned, too. These are all going to be, you know, lifestyle-enhancing nutrition to the body. So life is stressful. And if we got to tap into some herbs for some nutrition to help give us more stamina and help us to power through our exercise so we feel better and less fatigued, well, I'm all for that. Athletes all over the world are using herbs to help fight their fatigue when they hit the wall. You hear them talk about that. So these herbs will enhance their performance, and they still stay legal on the drug test. So you can too, by the way. So if you're looking for dandelion root, the body food mix that we mentioned earlier with all the nutrition in it, all organic plants, the astragalus root, of course, also they have American and Siberian ginseng. These are all available at thepowerherbs.com website. Apothecary Herbs is the company. That's their website, thepowerherbs.com. You can type in herbtalklive.com as well to get there, and you will find a certified organic, whole food, cold-pressed products, liquids and powders, which really do deliver more nutrition quickly to the system. It's a better delivery. The liquids and powders are water-soluble. They're in the system in 60 seconds. Easy to adjust dose as well. So if you have a sensitivity, if you just don't need as much, you can just, you know, easily take less of a liquid or a powder and be good. If you need a little more, you can take a little more. So very easy to adjust dose and help yourself out. And all organic. God's herbs are good. They're here for the service of man. And I believe him. I hope you do, too. If you'd like a free product catalog, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They will send you one. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Like, again, the website, thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website, hey, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters. Lots of great information to empower you. Go out each and every week, and they're absolutely free. So you go to the Books and Newsletters tab, and there's the American Survival Newsletter, or there's the Health Quest Newsletter. You can sign up for free. American Survival goes out every Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get your first copy of Health Quest, you'd be to sign up because it's going out tomorrow. And this is all empowering information you can also share with family and friends. So like the first segment of the show, we were talking about the grasses as being survival food in times of, you know, famine. You know, how important is that, right? You can run your whole metabolism on three grasses, just three. I think that's pretty cool. And the master chemist above, God Almighty, did that. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. There you go. Well, I'm just about out of time. If you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, don't be shy. You can send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. I will get it, and we'll see if we can't work it into the show. A lot of people over the years have said, hey, can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? I try. I'll work it in one way or another. We'll get it in there. So call for your free product catalog. Get your free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com website or give them a call, 866-229-3663. Oof, where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.